let's go ahead and delve into the Word of God.
This morning for the Morning Munch, we once again are joined by Pastor Daniel Messner of Shawnee Alliance Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be back this day.
Thanks for coming back. Glad to have you back. All right, what have you got to share with us this morning?
I'm going to read a verse and then illustrate it, and then hopefully we'll grasp some truth from it to apply. It's not an easy verse to understand, but it's essential because of what it's addressing. It comes from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3, 4, and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, that means we walk around this body, and the flesh is this part of our lives that is anti-God, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For our weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Let me illustrate two ways. A few years ago, we had a woman who spoke at our church. She's a missionary. And while she was in the continent of Africa, she was kidnapped. Because what was going on at that time in many countries was they would kidnap missionaries and seek ransom. Well, they beat her pretty badly. And of course, in her mind, she was believing she was going to be raped and then put to death. And one of the things they kept saying to her was that her family didn't care about her. But she kept thinking, well, that's not true. And of course, they were very harsh, and they would often hit her with their guns. But they kept saying, oh, your dad, your mom, your husband, your children don't love you. But because she had heard it so many times from them, she said, I kept saying to myself, that's not true. That's not true. And she hung on to the truth. That's what this word is saying, is that the enemy is always telling us things that are not true. And we do not battle back by our own ability, but we strike back by truth. And the truth is, in her case, was her family did truly love her. Now, I understand that some of us did not grow up in homes or in relationships that we heard those things. So it makes it a little bit more difficult when the devil tells us that God doesn't love us. So what do we do? Well, let me illustrate this way. Monday, I went through the drive-thru at McDonald's. I wanted to get an iced tea. And I did not know that they have a game going on now where you can peel off on some items you buy. And you are going to win or not win. Well, I won. I got a free medium-sized fries. And I normally don't buy McDonald's fries, but it's free. So later in the day, I had to take care of something. I went by McDonald's. I stopped in, and I exchanged my little free coupon for my French fries. And I enjoyed my French fries. Well, here's the point, is that when we're Christians, we destroy, we tear down the arguments that the devil puts in our minds every day. And even ourselves, sometimes we don't need the devil because we're so negative towards ourselves. We exchange that for what is true, or something's better. I suppose I could have eaten my little coupon, but guess what? My fries were good. So I ate my fries. Well, that's the same principle spiritually, is that when we battle the thoughts of the world that are constantly coming into our mind, our past, the devil's lies about God in us. For example, this may sound simple, but many of you will hear today that the devil's going to say to you, well, God really doesn't love you, or God doesn't care, because if he did, this would have never happened to you, or this would have turned out differently. Well, that's an absolute lie. That's what Paul is saying. We destroy arguments of lofty opinions. See, lofty means it's being attacked on us by the enemy. How do we do this? We go to the knowledge of God. We go to what is true. I don't think most people realize that almost every thought you have initially is negative, regardless of the circumstances. Well, we understand that to be true because the sinful body that we live in is condemned, and God has to overcome it. And how he does that is truth. And that's part of the reason we have to die and go to heaven, is because the only way to get this body to be new is it has to be resurrected. But here's my point, is that many of you don't even realize how negative your mind is every day about yourself. And that's because the enemy continues to lie to you and reaffirm the things that you believe that are wrong. That can be about God or about yourself or anybody. So we need to pray that God would raise up our knowledge of who God is, and then realize that the thought that we're having is wrong, and we exchange it for who Christ is and what Christ has to say. So my challenge to all of us is that we become aware of the negativity of our mind that are so strong, and we learn to start believing the truth like the missionary did. She hung on to the truth that she truly was loved by her family. And we exchange what is low and unhealthy for us, like just getting a coupon at McDonald's, to getting the better. That is, I exchanged it for my French fries. We exchange the lowliness of our negative thoughts for the great knowledge and the great truths that are in Christ Jesus about who we are and what he declares. I end with this. When Jesus began his ministry, before he went into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, God said this to him, "You're my son, whom I love and well pleased." All of us need to hear that. God says to you, "You're my child, my daughter, my son. I just love you for who you are, and I'm pleased with who you are." Every one of us need to hear that. We're loved, we belong, and we're just pretty special for what we are. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. I just pray that these things I said would ruminate in the hearts and minds of those who have heard them. I pray particularly for those who battle today, that even just getting out of bed, driving in the car, heading off to work, school, that they've already had a tremendous assault of negativity. That today you would give them a taste of what it means to be free. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor, for those words of encouragement. Pastor Daniel Messner from Shawnee Alliance Church. Pastor, tell us about Shawnee Alliance Church.
Shawnee Alliance Church is affiliated with the Christian Mission Alliance. It's a denomination that started in 1887, and it's to go to the whole world, and we're just really excited about that. But in the meantime, we're called to care for our local communities, and we care for our region, which we call West Central Ohio. And one of the things that we really love that go on every Wednesday, and I'm not talking to those who already have a church, but if you are in the area and you're looking for something to grow, somewhere to go and grow, I encourage you to consider tonight. You can check us out on Facebook. But we have things like Financial Peace University. Maybe your finances are in a mess. You need some direction there. Or you went through a divorce. We have divorce care. Maybe you lost someone or something important in your life. We have grief share. We have other classes. There's a men's group that come together, and they're dealing with the very thing I just talked about. Many have some issues that they've been wrestling with, addictions. It's a great group of guys. And we have other classes. I teach the Gospel of Matthew. And so we have children's ministry from infant up through middle school. And so what I'm just saying is that, you know, one of the ways that we overcome what I've been talking about, negativity in our lives, is that we start learning the truth and we put ourselves around others. So Shawnee Alliance Church offers that on Wednesday night. We have other classes throughout the week. But today's Wednesday, so I'll talk about that.
And where can people go to find out more information about Shawnee Alliance Church? Can they get more details about Wednesday night somewhere?
Yeah, the best place to go is to our website, and that's ShawneeAlliance.com. But almost everything we do in promotion is Facebook. So please go to Facebook, Shawnee Alliance, and you'll find information that you're looking for.
All right. Pastor Daniel Messner from Shawnee Alliance Church in the Lima area, thanks for joining us again this morning. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Good talking to you, and we will be with you tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.